This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret. I think you want to know. Dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Good. Well, I guess it's not good morning,
it's
is
good.
It?
It's a great morning. You're right. It's not good. It's
why not?
Fantastic.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that by the time people hear this, it'll be midday and
10 a.m. on Odyssey.
It's 10 a.m. But they could be hearing it at night on, say, Saturday night. If they as the stream, they can get it as a podcast.
If I don't get it, how's anybody expected
it's all very,
to?
Oh, really? You got a point, Vin. I just, Sarah Mini Secret Show for Monday. What's today? The 18th?
The
16th. Yes.
Okay.
The
16th.
Great. Monday, May 16th.
But you could be listening on the 18th.
Yes.
No, not
you
really.
Actually couldn't be listening
on the 18th.
No, you'd be
listening on Friday.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, boy.
The 20th.
Yeah.
It makes sense to our bosses, and that's all that matters.
Yes.
We just
that's,
say,
we're here
yes,
to,
sir, thank you,
to
sir.
Please the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
That is.
I love when people act like we're in charge. So
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, like we have any control over you. Why are you guys doing it like that? We're doing what we're told. We do what we're told.
Right. We're employees.
Yeah, we are. We're employed.
We're told.
Okay, so let's start off with, I did not know that the time that you met Eddie Van Halen backstage. Well, let me just start with this and we'll get it over with, because I do know you hate to, you feel like this has been belabored more than enough times. And yet, I did not know that when you went backstage and met Eddie Van Halen, and this was with your band and you were introduced, you'd hope that you guys would be like colleagues or something. I don't really get that part, but
yeah, I don't either now. Looking back on it, what an idiot, 19-year-old little slut thinking I'm going to be friends with Eddie Van Halen. Oh yeah, we're going to talk. It's going to be great.
Right.
Yeah.
And anyway, you get back there and then there's nothing to say to him cuz he's half in the bag and
clearly
well on
just
his
wants
way
a
to
blow job, right?
Right, right. So your friend, your guitar player says, hey, show him your tits.
Yeah.
So you do.
To keep him, I guess, to keep the guy interested.
Right.
You know, he was kind of falling asleep. Eddie Van Halen was. So I'm like, all right.
So you pull up your top.
Jim pimping me
out. Were you
out.
Wearing a bra that day?
No, I had two. My uniform back in the olden days when I had gigantic hair and I was in a band. I thought, I thought I was just the hottest shit. I would wear two tank tops, really tight tank tops.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So usually like a leopard print one with a black one over the top of it.
And two different shoes as well.
Oh,
usually.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Different color shoes.
So you pull up your top and you show your boobs to Eddie Van Halen. And this is the story I know and remember.
Mm-hmm.
And you said he also did stuff. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I remember the first time I got to touch boobs. This is the very first time. She was like, yes, you can touch them. I'm going to lay on my stomach and you have to reach underneath me and your hands are going to be pressed between the boobs and the bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, good deal. I'll take it. Absolutely.
But then
let's do that.
You weren't allowed to move them.
I couldn't move them. She was laying on them.
Right.
So she's laying on my hands while I'm holding these boobs. And I'm honestly like, this is the best and stupidest thing that's ever happened to me. I can't believe I'm touching boobs, but I can't. My hands are pinned, and I don't even know
what. How old were you?
I would have been in seventh grade.
So, like, I'm picturing you're, like, lying on top of
yes!
her. Yes! So, are you hot-dogging the bun?
I'm hard as a rock, but I'm not even allowed to go anywhere near below the waist.
Yeah, but,
so,
like, you know,
yes,
you're laying
I'm hard.
On top of her,
yes.
like, you know, her butt cheeks are right there cradling you.
Except that
kids
then I don't want it to stop, but I don't know what
but
to
I
do
don't
from
want it
here.
To stop
I can't
here.
Sit here anymore. This is my hands are falling asleep.
Right.
And I don't want to stop it, but I don't know how to progress it. I'm just waiting for her lead. Like, what happens next?
Then what happens?
Well, later, and so this other girl that was there and my buddy was
Why
there.
Why are there always people around?
Because we were
you
kids.
Jesus.
We're little kids.
Who is topless with their boy on their back?
So Dutch is on top of Melody.
It was like a group agreement. Like, we'll lay on our fronts, and you,
yes.
The two of you can lay on top of us with your arms underneath us.
And,
okay.
Yes, and
that's
I'm pinned down.
So weird.
It is so weird, I know. And yet, later, luckily, they were like, all right, you can touch them while we're sitting up. Oh. So we held out long enough that we got to...
So were you looking... So in that scenario, are they sitting next to each other on a bed, and then they both pull us? You get to look
no,
at one
No, we didn't
set
get to see them.
Another.
We got to reach up from behind... And just touch them.
But they weren't laying down and squashing your hands.
Right. So we at least could move our hands and, you know, touch them. You know, you can feel the weight now. There's a little more.
Not just the weight of their rib cage.
Right, right. Exactly. Right. But, again, it's not. This leads me back to Eddie Van Halen. So he's now you're showing him your boobs. And he's like, let me touch those.
God, boys and boobs. It really is a thing.
Well, it's like girls. It's just girls. Boobs is just first base. Or
there was this kid,
second base,
I think
or whatever.
I was in like eighth grade.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I don't even think I'd ever kissed a dude or a boy.
And by the way, don't say boys and boobs. Girls and boobs too.
Okay, all the boobs, just boobs. I don't understand the fascination. They really are just skin. So this kid, Kenny Bump, is his name. Kenny Bump. And
this
he was
is the first I've
year...
heard of Kenny Bump.
Oh no, I have to. You'll know from the story.
Okay.
So this kid, Kenny Bump. This is a horrifying moment for me as a little
no.
girl. Not that bad.
Is this rapey?
No. Well, it was unwelcome.
Oh, no.
So I'm in like eighth grade and he's in like seventh grade or maybe even like seventh and sixth grade. But he was a little bit younger than me, but he liked me. And we went to our families all went to the fair together. And we got on this, like one of those small roller coasters, but it has the tick, 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 tick. So I had sat in front of him. And I'm holding on because as we get to the top and I'm holding on, he puts his hands on my boobs.
From behind.
He's sitting behind me. He puts his hand, and I'm like screaming bloody murder, but I can't let go of the thing. It was like a total, it was a total trick.
He what had a move and he was younger than you.
Young, like a sixth or seventh grader. And I'm like, like I'm freaking out. No one's ever touched my boobs before, and you know, it was through my shirt and stuff. But I was like losing my mind.
Did you even have boobs at that point yet?
I mean, probably like little ones.
They were pretty little, even as you when I met you, you were in your mid 20s, and they were pretty small.
Like a really small handful, right?
Okay.
So you know, I don't know, seventh, eighth grade boobs, like
wow.
Training bra boobs, and it was such a bummer. And it really, man. It, you guys got to be careful. Like that, it was super jarring for me, and it like kind of put me off that. Like I don't.
Well, there's no question that back in the 70s and 80s, there were
the grab ass was a little more.
There
pronounced.
Was yeah, it was inappropriate behavior was everywhere. In fact, I saw this lady who said something. I forget where I saw it, but it was a video of her saying, "Aren't you all glad kids of the 80s and even 90s, aren't you glad we didn't have phones around to record every dumb fucking thing we said?"
I'm beyond glad.
And there it is. Boom. Every dumb thing we said and did wasn't chronicled and put
kept
out
in
into
perpetuity.
The world. Right.
Somebody is always going to be able to Google your old shit.
Right. So I had
not
to.
Mine.
It's rare that I'm, you know, like, amen, sister, but I was. You're right. Yeah. Thank goodness.
I feel like my kids were the last generation that didn't grow up from birth with a screen.
Some device, right?
Right. We didn't. I mean, my kids are 10 years old by the time I got an iPhone, you know?
Right.
It was, and they just didn't know anything about it. They had on-demand TV, which I thought at the time was bad enough. Oh, this is the devil. You know, watching Christmas stuff in June, this is fucked up.
So the weird thing about your story, if I might, and I don't want to minimize your contributions to his music.
Oh, we're back to
right.
We're back to
Eddie
this.
Van Halen. I would have expected a fucking shitload of groupies backstage. Like, I mean, I've never brought this part of the story up to you because it's your moment, and I don't want to minimize your contributions to his great music career. Because
you definitely were part of it.
But I would have expected, this is Van Halen at their peak power in a big city, and he's backstage with you and your guitar player.
Shouldn't there have been whores everywhere? There were whores everywhere.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to be the chosen whore.
Oh.
I think they thought I was going to be a whore, and instead I'm like, oh my God, can I go get my guitar player? I shouldn't be in here alone with you. I got a whole band out here that wants to meet you. Like, we all went backstage because we thought we were going to meet the band. And all of us were there, like me and five dudes.
And my
girlfriend, Michelle, who, by the way, I pulled out of a limo. Michael Anthony was pulling her into a limo, and I'm
And you
war.
Ruined it?
What are we, notches in these people?
Look. You're notches in these people. What do you mean these people?
This is how naive I was.
These people are Van Halen.
No, these people are just, you're nobody to them. You're nobody.
Right.
You're a piece of fucking meat.
Right.
So, which I realized afterwards, and then even later, I was like, well, of course that's what was going on there. There was no, they didn't want to meet anyone or have any connections or hang out.
Oh, yeah,
or,
you play guitar?
Oh, tell
what
me.
What have you done?
Yeah.
In your whole fucking life that
fucking
anyone
Van Halen.
Would know.
Please tell me something amazing. Like, I don't know. I was just super naive. And, like, I just didn't get that was why I had been pulled out of this.
So you were the hottest groupie in Boston. That's cool.
Well, in Worcester. It's the lower bar there.
All right, so, but still.
Well, I've told you this before. Their manager came into the club that we were playing at the night before.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking to him backstage, and he promised us all tickets and passes, or handed us them, I think, that night because, you know, just...
Why bother with a list when I've got a ton of these things
I have
in my
them
pocket.
Right here. We had backstage passes. We had every, you know, great seats. And we're like, yeah, well, we would love to go. Thank you so much. And so, and he liked the band, supposedly. And, you know, Eddie was fully married to Valerie Bertinelli when all this happened, by the way, which I even said, like, I think as his mouth was on my tit, I'm like... What about your wife? Like, I was...
What kind of boner killer are you?
I wasn't trying to be a boner maker. I was just trying to, like, have a moment with Eddie Van Halen.
So, that's... Back to the question, which is why I told all that dumb crap about me in seventh grade, is boobs are a question mark in general. Like, why I'm drawn to them, I have no fucking idea, but I am.
Yeah.
What to do with them depends entirely... There are people who can come from their nipples. So there's that. But there are also people who, look, here's what you do. Or there are people who are like, these are so sensitive that I don't want you anywhere fucking near them. In fact, I'll hold them down while you bone me because as they're shaking, they hurt.
Mm.
So there's all kinds of different stuff. It runs the gamut.
Yes.
But so my question to you is, so Eddie goes, all right, I would like to touch those. Or does he just reach out and grab them?
He just took a look, and then Jim, my guitar player, my pimp for the night, kind of pushes me toward him.
Oh.
And he, like, takes a nipple in his mouth. It was a very
brief...
So
he doesn't even use his hand. I can't remember.
And... He maybe.
But puts his mouth
but
on
But I remember
them.
Looking down and being like, fuck.
Eddie Van Halen's and on that, my tit.
And I was like...
Was it your left
what
tit?
What about your wife? I think it was my left tit.
Okay. You're looking at your left.
And I literally thought, well, this one's covered by my arm.
Okay.
It could have been. I don't know. It was 35 years ago.
I mean, it's memorable. It's Eddie Van Halen.
It is. Yeah.
And you weren't shit-faced. Like, that's not your thing.
Oh, my God. No.
I mean, it is now, but it wasn't then.
It's not now either. You know.
What are you talking about? You just puked the other day.
Oh, my God. That was an accident, A. And B, that was like a year and a half ago.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It was in my 50s, so I'm ashamed to say. Yeah.
Anyway,
so that is that story.
All right, that's that story. Okay.
That's it. But I have told you that.
I don't remember him putting his... Because it's a weird thing.
You've
back
heard
the to
story
the whole...
30 times.
Yeah.
You remember the mouth on
I
the
don't
nipple?
I remember the mouth
yeah,
on
me
the
neither.
Nipple. I just remember I showed him my boobs and he was super fucked up and half
he
asleep.
He was super fucked up and half asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Whew. Just on autopilot.
Yeah.
But that was it, right? Did he do any more than that?
No, we got the fuck out of there.
You didn't touch cock at all?
No.
Oh.
And I didn't I didn't realize that was my job.
To touch his cock?
There's no other reason on earth that he's sitting alone in a room and a girl gets pushed into the room. There's no other reason.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was 19 and too stupid to know that.
And you were the key for your band to get backstage, right?
Well, that's my guess, is that I had enough of a, like, Valerie Bertinelli look that he said, oh,
you think he's specific?
I do.
I actually thought.
Because they picked me out of other, there were plenty of girls back there, and the manager saw me and knew me from the night before and grabbed me and threw me in a fucking room with him. I'm like, oh, but I didn't, it didn't even occur to me I'm there to give him a blowjob or whatever.
Yeah, or bend over.
And he wasn't pushing himself on me because I said to him, I'm like, oh my God, it's so great to meet you. You know, my guitar player, he would love to, can I go get him? He goes, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Well, he's just thinking, okay,
down here on my dick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Aren't we supposed to?
Yeah. I guess he probably doesn't have to be that forward with most girls. They just come in and
do
their job.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
You ruined his Worcester experience.
He,
ruined
worry,
it.
He wasn't going to have a memory of it anymore.
He left there and went, I'm never playing
though.
Worcester again.
Pulling my hot-ass girlfriend Michelle out of that freaking limo.
Chicks with all,
like,
these
what,
talking.
What is, where are you going? I'm going back to the hotel. I'm like, no, you're not.
Why didn't you want her to have some fun with Michael Anthony?
I didn't know we were there to be whores.
Right.
I didn't realize it.
Okay.
Like, where on earth do you think you're going? We're together.
We're together.
Yeah, we came together. We're going to leave together.
Oh, jeez. You're awful.
Just, I'm just saving my
right
friend.
Now, she would be have a memory of having bone base greatness.
Really?
And instead, she doesn't have that.
Oh, the poor dear.
Yeah.
She has all my money, though. Anyway, that chick ripped me off for so much fucking money.
Well, how much is so much? And why'd she rip you off? Was this the Coke days?
No, she was, I met her. We were cocktail waitresses together at this club. And she wound up moving into my apartment, but she had, like, always the people with money problems, you know, they just somehow just never have money.
Right.
They work, but they don't have money, and they just need you to pay for
everything.
Well,
they spend it long before.
She had been in an accident, and she was going through a whole lawyer settlement thing, and she was going to get around $10,000.
Are we talking about a wood chipper accident or
no,
an auto accident?
Like an auto accident,
okay.
Or some kind of
all
accident, right?
Got it.
So she goes, hey, I made like four car payments for her, and I made four rent payments for her.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com. Code POD.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Got your happy price, Priceline.
So wow,
you
whatever
really
that
are good at cocktailing, aren't you?
Well, I was had to pay my portion of the rent anyway. So, and I was in a band, so I had
had
some money,
okay.
But not a ton. I was, you know, just a. I had probably a grand in my savings account, right? So I think she wound up owing me something like $1,600, which doesn't sound like much, except when you're
broke.
When you're 19 years old and, you know, you've got to buy.
I never had that.
So then when it came time for her to get this big settlement, because she would say, I'll pay you when I get my settlement. So I was keeping mental track. This is the fourth month I've made your car payment. This is the, you know, I'm covering all our fucking bills here. And then she basically got in a fight with me and like moved out of the apartment. And that was, and I couldn't get hold of her. I found her in a club one time because I was trolling clubs in Worcester looking for her.
You were?
Yeah. Oh, hell, she owed me so much money.
How much money?
Like $1,600.
Oh.
I know it doesn't sound like that much.
But I thought there was more beyond that. But no, okay. So no, did you beat it out of her?
No, I didn't. And she was just, she just shot me. You seem to think this is your money. This is my money. I'm like, except that I've, but it was a lesson. It was a lesson in roommates and don't float anybody.
Right.
You know, worry about yourself. Let everyone be responsible. I don't want to get thrown out either. If we didn't come up with the rent money, we were going to get thrown out. So I had to pay it. Somebody had to, and it was me.
Right.
So.
The responsible people always get fucked.
I know.
I always had a car, and so I was always driving.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself going, it's bullshit. Why am I always having to figure out how to get myself together and get behind the wheel and drive?
Right.
Which I was never together.
No.
So it was always
God,
a fucking
terrible
thing.
Choices
yeah, always.
With my kids. I'm actually, in some ways, I think Uber is just the best invention.
Oh, God. Are you kidding? Of
like,
course.
It's just so great. Like, kid, get an Uber. You know? Leave your car or take an Uber to get there in the first place. All right. Tell me about chocolate chip underpants.
Okay. The FDA just approved a new kind of underwear that tastes like vanilla. Some people say like cookies. The product is called Laurels. And they say it's a safe sex aid. The product is meant to be an alternative to dental dams as a way to pleasure a woman orally while preventing sexually transmitted infections. So a dental dam, if you're not familiar, is a little piece of plastic. I think you can actually just use saran wrap or something.
There are all kinds of dental dams.
That you lay down on the pussy and then you can lick it through the plastic.
I've also seen the insert for a blowjob. You can have a thing in your mouth and... it's like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I'm torn by this because I feel like, in general, I didn't have a lot of sort of one-night standy hookups. But the ones I did have, we just did it. We didn't. There was no oral. Mm. It was just you made out. You
stuck
touched
it in.
You touched each other with your hands. There was a little bit of, you know, me on her, her on me, and you know, you get yourself. Everybody gets good and wet or hard, whatever, and then you bone. The whole oral sex thing, which I'm really into, needs to happen with people who are pretty exclusive,
right,
in my opinion.
Have you ever tried it with a dental dam?
No, that's what I was actually getting at.
Mm.
So have you?
Mm-mm.
Have you?
I haven't, but I heard about a friend of mine who got caught doing something bad by the cops, and they had dental dam ready to go, and she got away with it by servicing them. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
The cop pulled out a dental dam for her mouth to blow him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would just be a rubber.
No, there's
an actual
whole
dental
thing.
Dam.
There's a
and she told
protection.
Me about it, and I was like, holy fuck. And I was like, I don't know, a couple decades ago, probably.
What the actual fuck?
I was probably 20 or in my
here in the city?
Uh-huh.
Come on, SF.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Mm-hmm. That's how I know about dental dams and how they work for that.
That is
for a
blowjob
for a guy.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I'll pay the fucking fine, and I'm gonna tell on you.
I think it was like going to jail, so it was much bigger than just a fine.
Oh, like she
was like she fucked up.
They had some leverage on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is talk about an abuse of power.
Yeah,
what the actual fuck? Mm-hmm. That is so. Remember that whole thing? I mean, just recently there was like some chick who was fucking like every cop.
Oh
in
yeah,
the area.
I do remember that.
What was that story? She was an East Bay lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like all these people.
All these cops, right?
They buried that fucking story, didn't they?
I haven't heard about that story in like three. That was right before the pandemic, I think.
Yeah, it was a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One chick. And I think she started out being underage and she brought down so many people.
So many, uh-huh.
She was a hooker. Yes, yeah, she was.
But I think she was like a dancer or something, and she just. But then she started worming her way into these. Like she was a bad person to have. Like they did the wrong thing, but they did the wrong thing with the wrong person.
Mm. Yeah,
like she was working that angle and benefiting greatly from them.
Celeste Guap.
There it is,
the teenage prostitute, whose exposure of her relationship with the deceased Oakland police officer opened up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He killed himself, right?
I think so.
I think he
There's
killed himself
so many
over this.
Involved.
I know. There were tons of people involved.
opened up a rabbit hole of police misconduct and has alleged that she had sex with more than 30 local officers. They all knew her, and four of them were with her when she was underage. This is from a news story dating back to 2016.
It's 2016? Yeah. Holy crap.
So it's
time
been a while.
Is just, it's so bent these days. I can't figure out what happened when.
Yeah, well, the pandemic certainly made that worse.
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot about that. Anyway, so this stuff is this single-use underwear
that tastes like cookies. And
disposable
you
latex
on.
Underwear that prevents the transmission of bodily fluids, harmful pathogens, and STIs. They're sold both in bikini or shorty cuts, like boy
but
underwear.
They're full coverage. We're not talking thongs
they're
here.
They're as thin as condoms, and you can just give oral to someone who's wearing them. A pack of four costs $25.
Do they have that for a boy with a built-in dick holder?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you're
saying.
Like,
if it's panties, right? So the girl
pulls
up.
This is just for ladies.
Oh, they should have one for the... Because I've thought that, you know, like, if someone has oral herpes and didn't tell you and is blowing you, they could give you genital herpes.
Right. Oh. Well, that's one of the reasons why you don't, unless you're exclusive.
But that's what I'm saying.
And know someone.
Put a whole, you know, area condom
so
on.
So you go out to the club
condom.
Wearing that.
Yeah, you wear it to the club and you put your dick
How
in it.
How sweaty would that get?
Probably pretty sweaty. Maybe
it's
you
not
pull
cotton.
It on. No.
Doesn't breathe.
Latex does not breathe.
Right.
The whole point is that it's not permeable.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold off on the oral until we know each other long enough that I, you know.
We'll go get tested together. It'll be romantic.
It can be
when it comes
exclusive.
Back clean, fuck all night long.
Right. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's another little tidbit.
Hey, we were gonna ask Nikki. Nikki had some story earlier today about her and Beefcake going to Topgolf.
Oh, it was just that we've gone a couple times.
Oh.
And I was just interested that Vinny went and wanted to see what he thought of it, like with the food and everything.
We had a really fun time, so I don't know. This isn't, you know.
Did you bring your own clubs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Beef does that too.
Yeah, but we didn't know.
I just used the clubs there.
We didn't know anything about this place. What happened was me and the missus, she had the day off on Friday. I finished work. She wanted to go surfing, and the ocean was flat. There was just nothing out there. So I said,
"But you wanted to do something
look,
together."
Yeah, let's go play some golf. How about that? We make some phone calls, and it turns out golf's been busy while the rest of everything else has been closed. Golf's been open.
And I'm surprised you got. Did you have to wait? Because I've had to like wait 2 hours.
No,
to get into Topgolf.
Yeah.
In sometimes. Fact, it was like empty. There were a bunch of empty bays around us.
What time did you go?
Yeah, what time?
I would say it was noon to 2.
Oh, okay.
You know what?
So
that's
it.
Happy hour.
Yeah, if you go during the day, it's a lot better because at night, everyone goes at night because the alcohol, but the targets and the field light up. So everything's like lit.
Oh, it'd be better that way, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so at night, it's so packed.
So what do you do? You make, reservations.
Yeah, so we usually go during the day and I always try going at night with him, but it's so packed because I want him to see it at night because I've been in the one in Roseville at night.
This is your thing? Like,
yeah,
I didn't
you've done this without Beef too then.
Golf.
Well,
yeah,
once,
you've been...
And then
and what was that
him...
guy's name?
No, that was my dad and my cousin.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
They're fun dates.
Yeah, super fun. And we always get the bottom floor, so I want to make a reservation, go at night and get the top floor.
Why the top floor? What if you fall off?
Well, you know what would
exactly.
be cool on the top floor is you have a better view of
the body falling.
And he thinks the wind will help him.
A better view of the targets from
the
up
top?
Above them instead of ground level. You're just looking straight out. They're in the ground.
Yeah.
So you can't see them other than the flag that's sticking up.
Yeah. At night, it's so packed.
Because, it's killer. It was fun. It was really, really like
and you get a view of Levi's too.
Oh, that's so
Levi's?
Fun.
You know what? I didn't pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I was at first. I was trying to get us there, and then the miss. You know what she goes? I ordered Pachi's. We have to stop there on the way home. And I was like, oh my god, we're gonna eat pizza.
That's like a dream.
What a day! What an incredible day! And we did. And I ate like four pieces and then was all, I can't eat any more food.
I can never take another bite of anything.
And now I have to change my doctor appointment because I'm never going to lose the weight in time. It's just not.
You'll be fine.
I won't.
You're perfect.
It's not. Well, thank you. That's nice of you, but I'm just not going to.
One time I was there, somebody from the top floor threw a club on the field.
Oh, or like out of frustration?
I don't know. I think they just lost it.
Oh, it might
have sometimes, yeah. You do it.
Yeah.
And, not
and then just fell.
Yeah. Well, you stay behind the line.
Try it sometime, though. If you're out there and you're like, I've heard of that or I've never heard of that. Top Golf. It was really, really fun.
Is there one near me?
I hope so, because
no,
I think
the closest one would be the San Jose one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's weird, because it's accommodates quite a few people.
Top Golf, San Rafael.
Boom.
Hold on.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Hold on.
Top Golf, McGinnis Park.
They can't name it Top Golf if it's not Top Golf.
Right.
That has to be a
reviews on Top Golf in. You know, though, he goes to McGinnis all the time. I think that if Top Golf was happening there,
it's like it kind of looks like this small tower because there's 3 to 4 different levels depending on how big it is.
Yeah, and then McGinnis it's netted really all the way out, but it's not as big as you'd like. It's not a golf course. Right. It's just a driving range. Fancy one.
Yeah,
but it's
McGinnis
just a driving range.
You were right by McGinnis, right?
I may have been there.
Ignacio?
I don't.
Yeah, I'll look. That's a top. No, that's not it. Top Golf, all one word, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
That sounds really fun. We should get a bunch of listeners to go there, take the whole place over.
Oh, it would be so fun.
Yeah, Top Golf, you should be a client. It sounds like they don't need any promotion.
Well, you know what? The place was empty when I was there.
Yeah. Oh, we'll do like a midday thing. That'd be so fun. Meet us there for lunch. That'd be fun. All right, that's going to do it.
It is?
Yeah, look at
Are
the
you
time.
Sure you don't want to do a bad advice?
I am positive. They have to turn this
what
around
you guys
for 10 want to o'clock.
Do a commercial?
Oh, yeah, no, we got to. Oh, I can't wait. Let's stop now so we can do some commercials.
Oh, we have to cut commercials?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure?
Give me the magic words, Vinny.
The end.